That opposition exists not just in Parliament, but I think also in the seat of government itself. I think it's fairly clear that members of his own government, the Privy Council, were opposed to the union. Now, whether they actually had the courage individually to go to James and say, actually, we think this is a bad idea, is not entirely clear. But certainly there are clues that there was some encouragement being given to members of the House of Commons to do all they could, particularly in 1604, to scupper the union. Probably the main source of opposition, but it's certainly by no means the only source, was opposition based on the fate of England's laws. A fifth of the House of Commons were lawyers. Their concern was to preserve England's laws. They argued that if a union, a statutory union, took place, that England's laws would evaporate, that there would be no more Magna Carta, there would be no more common law, it would all disappear. And the same would have been true for the Scots. Britain as a state would have come into existence, but there would have been no British law. When James refers the matter to the judges for them to rule on the matter, they come to the same conclusion. So that's one of the main sources of opposition. But there are, of course, there are other sources of opposition to the union. Certain Puritans in the House have their own reasons for not wanting there to be a union. They take the view that that Scotland's existence as a separate state is a very convenient for them, because in times of religious persecution, under Elizabeth, for instance, those who had been persecuted for their religious beliefs could flee to Scotland. If there was to be a statutory union, then those who had fled to Scotland could then be remanded from Scottish courts to English courts, so they'd have their bolthole removed. One of the biggest sources of opposition, of course, is a more general one, if you like. It's this feeling that the Scots are somehow... They're not equivalent. They're racially inferior. There's a lot of anti-Scottish feeling in England. Scotland was a far poorer country than England. There's a feeling in which the Scots are in favour of union because they're going to materially benefit. What's in it for the English? What are they going to get out of it? What's it going to happen in England is that English jobs in government are going to be taken away. There's a great resentment of the Scots who come south. So you have this racial element thrown in. Someone like Nicholas Fuller, I think, exemplifies that. It's not just that he's interested in the religious dimension. He's going at it from the legal dimension, the religious dimension, and the racial. There are very few members of the House of Commons in 1604 or 1607 who were in favour of union. There are a few. One of them is mentioned in the piece, George Moore. One of the most keen advocates of union was actually a Welsh member, a man called Sir William Morris, who at one point suggests that James should cut through all this nonsense and simply declare himself emperor, which actually isn't very helpful.